Revenge is Tragedy. This is the first in a sequence of poems about Jacobean drama, the prose sonnets in sprung rhythm, and the poems work through a series of anachronisms in which the poems are set at the exact time and location of the original performance of the play in London and are spoken by one of the characters from the play. This is the Revenge is Tragedy. I've seen skulls with better teeth than this, excessive in death as an Unox archived Playboys. After the extraction, the black sock and the ditch of the mouth, a debit of bones cindered in corsets, as Southwark's absence drains green in the Thames. Just another parched and juiceless luxer. Back in the summer house, I kissed a face once new, now sculled nude, just to feel what absence was. A rat bloated the one hole of light, and now all authorship is apocrypha in the gross scheme of things. I wear these bones in my mouth when we kiss, so you know how the grave plugs the mud with the fillings of us. Oh, Gloriana, a bone setter, one that sets bones together, counts for me the citrus pips set in the black cement, men tossed over ship at the cut, where white noise is a street cleaner, buffing an ambulance exhaust. I found a booklet called Extractions. It included your name in a gauze swab. Here comes death dressed as folly, and it's like the reaper's fancy dressed for the call centre. I have failed once again. I have no brother, super vacuo. I have no brother, ambitio. Link me in the rain, where the cockroach of the cab scratches its back with wipers. Link me, because what are teeth but calcified time, plugged in pulp and dentine and gumline? The globe on Google Earth, like a ship basin of rivets, a cistern of balconies, where the pink skin waxes rootwards like a hymen returning against the tide of gravity. The cavity is just the apex before the acrid pestle, the crown of the tongue tip. If you Botox my mouth, then it's cake and sack through the stent of a straw forever, and you drain the canal of me back to its source, where the heart and its dagger invents the silence, where the tongue in midnight fire consumes its purpose.